'Tis the season for pomp and circumstance, and for thousands of new college graduates to find a job. The process can be intimidating, but thanks to a strong economy, there is good news for the class of 2006. Vera Gibbons of Kiplinger's Personal Finance has some advice to help new grads enter the working world. Vera, it's good to see you.
Good morning, Russ. Nice to see you.
So the job market's good, huh?
It's very good. Employers plan to hire about 14% more grads this year than last. Very good time to be an accounting major, engineering major, finance major. But really, the demand is across the board. It's the best job market we've seen in 4 or 5 years.
And what do you attribute this hiring surge to?
Largely a reflection of the economic conditions. Corporate growth, of course, has been good. Corporate profits are strong, so companies feel more comfortable hiring. As you know, the entry-level market is most sensitive to the economic conditions.
Right.
Conditions are good. Hiring is on the up.
What about starting salaries? Are they higher this year than in years past?
Those are very good as well. They're up about 6% more this year than last, with the average starting salary of a whopping $46,000.
Right?
And you can do me better than that if you're an engineering major. We're looking at potentially $50,000, $55,000 to start, perhaps even a signing bonus. Those are making a comeback as well.
We were talking about our starting salaries years ago. Boy, that's a lot
different.
We've
come a long way.
It is a lot different. Now, is it the market so good now that there's competition among employers to hire these folks?
That's a good point. Nearly 9 out of 10 employers, in fact, say that competition this year is stronger than last.
Mm-hmm. You've got some advice for college grads out there looking for a job. The first thing you say is do not rely on the Internet.
Don't rely on the Internet as your only job searching strategy. It's fine if it's a component of the strategy, but it should not be your only strategy, because only about 15, 20, 25% of jobs are advertised in any public medium, and only about 5% of job seekers actually end up getting a job through an advertisement. So your best job searching tool, networking, word of mouth, getting the word out there, hitting the pavement.
Second thing, you just mentioned it, networking. For those kids who don't quite grasp what networking is, why don't you break it down?
Get out there and get the word out. Go to your college and ask them for a list of local alumni who are in the field you're interested in pursuing. Find out about relevant trade organizations. Attend some of their functions. And if you get some leads, try to set up a few informational interviews.
Now, what do you mean by that, informational interviews? If I'm the employer, I'm going to say, what, you're wasting my time. Why am I talking to you? What is the point of an informational interview?
Just a great way, really, to learn more about the industry, potential jobs that might work for you within the industry. You might pick up a few leads or two, get a few contacts. You might get some good advice along the way. I just think it's a very non-threatening, less intimidating way for college grads to at least get their foot in the door, build up a little confidence. And statistics do show that you're more than 15 times likely to land a job through an informational interview than simply by sending your resume out blindly, which is a big mistake.
I see. Okay, you've done all these things. Now you're ready for the real deal. You want to go into an interview to get a job.
Right.
What advice do you have?
You've got to go in there confident, ready to take charge. You should know all about the company before you go in there. Ask very specific questions about growth opportunities within the organization. Also want to be a good listener, because while it might be your qualifications, your education, your experience that has landed you the interview, ultimately whether you get the job could boil down to your interviewing skills and your rapport with the interviewer. So you want to come across confident, poised, you want to look the role, you want to ask very intelligent questions, and be enthusiastic.
You also say watch the electronic footprint. Well, what do you mean exactly?
Yes, you really have to be careful here. We're in the day and age when everyone's on MySpace.com, they're blogging. You have to be careful what's out there, because a prospective employer could go on there and find something out about you that they don't like.
I didn't think about that.
And
that
could actually cost you a job. So I would just say be careful with the online stuff.
Now, as parents, is there anything that we can do to help our kids get a job off the couch?
You could get them off the couch. You could help instill a sense of confidence in them, get them feeling like a take charge kind of mode, get them dressed for success, build a little confidence along the way, and send them on out the door and on their way.
Okay. Vera Gibbons, as always, good to see you.
Nice
great
to
advice.
See you, Russ.
See you next time.